A few nights ago, I was having trouble sleeping, and I lay there for an hour, and I decided, well, this is enough. So I got up, and I was thinking, and some words came to me, and I had to write them down. And it's kind of a summary of what I want my daily walk with the Lord to be. I want to know the truth. I want to recognize the lies. I want to realize and believe that God is in control of everything in my life. I want to trust His plan in all things and submit daily to God. And I want to have faith that God can do all that is necessary and praise Him in all things, good and bad. And that's how I want my life to be.
Good insomnia and bad insomnia. That was good insomnia. Yay, yeah. Mark.
Okay, bear with me. Because I'm a little anxious. A bunch of random thoughts, so I'm not really sure how it's going to come out. But the first thing is that now that I'm almost 42, I didn't plan to talk. So now that I'm almost 42, and I have my fourth grandbaby coming in a few weeks, and my fifth grandbaby coming in a month, I have been thinking a lot most of my life. You know, I'm silly and funny and whatever, but most of my life when I was younger, I was going to heaven on my dad's ticket, basically. You know what I mean? And as I got older, I realized that I'm not going to make it on my dad's ticket and my mom's ticket. And so I tried to always tell the girls, you know, if it doesn't look good to grandma, it's not good. And look at grandma and grandpa, look at their example, look at, you know. And then lately it's like, no, I had to be the example, you know. And I did not, I was just telling my boys back there, I haven't done 100% of training my children. Do you know what I mean? Because in my mind we were all going on grandpa and grandma's ticket. And as the world goes and I see other people and everybody's a Christian, and if they're not, you know, whatever. But all of a sudden, I see that narrow road is actually really narrow. It's much narrower than people see it. Because I look at myself and I look at other people and how I live my life and blah, blah, blah. And I worship music, and then a song comes on the radio somewhere, and then I'm singing that one, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, what sets me apart? When I am at Walmart, when I am someplace on our on-the-go photo, you know, people always compliment me and Pablo on their personality and how friendly we are, whatever. And I'm thinking, but would they go home and think, wow, she must be Christ-like? No, probably not. I'm just friendly. There's a lot of friendly people that do not know Jesus. But I always, not always, but lately I've been thinking, what sets me apart on my everyday living? I watch my husband, who he listens to the scripture as much as he can. He doesn't make excuses. He doesn't, you know, if there's a phone call, he turns it down because he desires Christ. Does he swear sometimes? Yeah. Does he, but not in a mean way? Does he poke fun? Yeah, he makes me laugh. But to grow up, yeah, my dad has his faults too. But to grow up and have a dad that led by a good example and a mom, I couldn't be more blessed. To have six wonderful kids, I couldn't be more blessed. Now, for God to give me a husband who follows and wants to be Christ-like, all of a sudden I'm thinking, he hasn't been a Christian since birth like me. You know. However, his desire to follow Christ is very strong. So sometimes I think to myself, is reading scriptures sometimes and listening to the scriptures as I hear them sometimes in passing and listening to worship music? Is that what's getting me there? Is that setting me apart? Am I being a really good example? And I see other people that are Christians, and what sets us apart? The fact that when we need our back healed, we pray, you know? And all of a sudden I see, it's like, I feel like this filter thing that's been like, we're all going to heaven because we love the Lord. Loving the Lord doesn't get you to heaven. You have to want to be Christ-like. And all of a sudden, I don't know, but I feel like this filter is like, or the filter is coming. I don't know how to explain it, but like, it's almost like I can clearly see who desires Christ and who wants to be Christ-like. And it's, you know, because seriously, my whole life before, it was just everybody's going to heaven because they're in church on Sunday and they love the Lord and they listen to their worship music. Well, no. I mean, a lot of music is whatever spirit brought it, I don't know. But I just am realizing, and I was telling my boys, that I still have 3 kids at home. If my girls died right now, would they go to heaven because they lived with Grandpa and Grandma? And I sang worship music? I don't know. They love the Lord. But would people tell in public that they... You know what I mean? Can you tell? Is it? Do you have to sit in church? No. But it's almost like I can clearly see the narrow road is narrow. And I always think back. People don't think about this, I don't think. But Noah, he destroyed everything. And he found Noah to be righteous. He created all those people. But he only found Noah to be righteous. That's kind of scary. And I know that heaven isn't going to carry the majority. But I know that I still have 3 kids at home. And so I you know, and I don't make it every Sunday, and some Sundays we're working, but I, in my heart, need to proclaim to the Lord that I want to know that if my 14-year-old son died today, that he made it because he chose Christ from my best example. You know? And there's worldly stuff, yeah. I mean, I go to the casino sometimes and I will listen to the songs that, you know, my girls play, whatever it is. But that, it's all entertainment stuff. It's all worldly entertainment. We don't have to walk around like we're glowing or flowing or whatever. But I just want to proclaim, and in front of my boys, that I want them to look at me and know that I'm the mom that trained them to be Christ-like because of my example. You know what I mean? And I appreciate everybody here and for loving my mom and dad. And to look at my mom and dad, it's like, I know that if God came back and he had to pick one person, he'd probably pick my dad. And if he had to pick 5, I think I know his 5 he'd pick. And sometimes I'm not in that list of 5, and I won't openly say, but I think it's finally, the world is coming to, you can finally tell who's following Christ and who's just a Christian, you know? And I have a bunch of other things going on in my head, but I just wanted to, please, you know, pray for us. We have no work for the next month, a tile or photography, and no money, but we just smile through it. if I had to live in a trailer with Pablo, I would. I would not give up my lip glasses, but I would be with Pablo. And I just feel like I'm just thankful for all of you, and I know that the Lord, the end is near, and I just want to be ready. And I want all of you guys to know that I want to be ready. And just thank you for loving my parents and for being here. I know it's kind of skimpy, but this is more than what was on the boat. You know? So,
that's a lot of animals.
Well, that's me.
Not sure what to say. But I don't personally feel any great accomplishment in myself. So I'm kind of like Corky's testimony. What I've been hearing a lot lately is that Jesus said, you know, they said, good master. When somebody came to him, they said, good master. And he said, why do you call me good? He said, there's none good but God. And we're starting to recognize that, you know. And the fact that the world, including us, has such a shaky understanding of God. And what we have is shaky. We're starting to understand some things, but it's still shaky. Even trying to understand 1 Timothy 2, 4, and 5, that's shaky. You know what I mean? It says, 1 Timothy 3:16 says, great is the mystery of godliness. Great. It's a great mystery. And, but the thing that really is encouraging is, and I appreciate that testimony, Candy, is the fact that I can hear the desire. And anyways, why don't we come up to the front?